The International Committee of the Red Cross says up to 600 people have been killed and about 3,000 injured since Israel began its military offensive in Gaza. The head of ICRC operations, Pierre Kirchenbühl, calls it a full-blown humanitarian crisis. He says the situation of civilians has become intolerable.
The main message coming out of Gaza this morning is one of fear and frustration. People are scared, parents for the safety of their children, and the population at large of becoming caught up in the fighting. This past night was described to us over the phone this morning as being the most frightening of all to date.
The ICRC says people are trapped and unable to flee to areas of safety. The Swiss humanitarian organization is appealing to Israel and Hamas fighters to refrain from targeting civilians and civilian infrastructure. It says it is critical that civilians are kept out of the line of fire. Kirchenbühl says a distinction must be made between civilians and combatants. He says direct and indiscriminate attacks on civilians and civilian infrastructure, such as homes, hospitals, and water power supplies, are prohibited under international humanitarian law. He says the Red Cross is gravely concerned by the growing number of civilian deaths and injuries. He says the growing number of civilian infrastructure that is being damaged and destroyed, including hospitals, also is alarming.
In every situation of armed conflict, the issue of access to medical care is a crucial one. In Gaza, this access has been worsening by the day. Many people in Gaza currently don't get the emergency medical care that they need. Some are even dying because ambulances cannot reach them in time, which is frankly appalling.
Kirchenbühl says the Israeli authorities are allowing the Red Cross to bring medical supplies, including blood, into Gaza. He says the agency also has brought in tetanus vaccines, which are potentially life-saving for wounded patients. He says a team of Red Cross war surgeons was allowed to enter Gaza on Monday to assist doctors treating the wounded at the main Shifa hospital. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.